Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, your partner in business growth and freedom living. Thanks for tuning in. And if you haven't already, please click to follow the show and leave a review. That way other people know what amazing goodness is here in store for them. Now, you've heard it before. Go small to go big. And it's true. Niching down can be one of the smartest moves you make in business. But here's the catch. Modern marketing has shifted, and if you narrow your focus the wrong way, you could actually shut yourself off from opportunities. In today's episode, I'll break down how to niche down the right way and what's changed in marketing that affects how you should position yourself in today's marketplace. Maybe you've noticed lately when you do a search on Google or any search engine for that matter, instead of just showing you a long list of websites, you'll get a direct answer to your question. This, my friends, is the new SEO. It's called AI Search Optimization. Think about how YouTube rose to power. YouTube cornered the market on problem-solution marketing because people went there to learn, to fix something, or to get help on the spot. Over time, entertainment took over, but YouTube was built on one simple principle. People want solutions to their problems. AI search is doing the same thing now. It's all about problem-solution focus. Here's another big shift. Algorithms on all platforms are expansive now. In the past, everything was keyword-driven. If you searched up natural laundry detergent, that's exactly what you got, laundry soap. But today, search is intent-driven. If you search what chemicals to avoid in laundry detergent, Google recognizes that you're probably on a health journey. So suddenly your ads and suggested content shift. Now you're seeing things about holistic wellness, alternative health, maybe even organic living products, because the algorithm understands the intent behind your search. This is huge for you as a business owner. Why? Because it means you don't have to niche down as tight by people as you once thought. Let me explain. 5 years ago, every business coach out there was telling you to narrow down your client avatar as far as possible. Remember that word, avatar? You know the formula. I help women ages 50 to 75 who live in Texas and are transitioning after a divorce, and they like to drink tea on Tuesday when the wind blows in from the east. Okay, I'm actually joking on that last part, but you get my point. That was the old way. It was people-focused. Today, modern marketing is about being crystal clear on the problem you solve and positioning yourself as the go-to resource for that solution. The algorithms will naturally expand your reach to people who are searching with intent, even if they don't fit your perfect avatar on paper. So instead of saying, I only help contractors streamline operations, your messaging could be, I help service-based business owners keep track of ongoing projects and reduce overwhelm. Now that's speaking to a broader group and still connects you directly to the pain point that they're trying to solve. The good news is, you can always create industry-specific offers later, if that makes sense. But if your core message is tied to solving a problem, you'll reach more of the right people faster because the platforms are designed to match problem with solution. So let's break down some practical steps you can take right now to assess your niche and make sure it aligns with modern marketing. Step one, start by asking yourself, what's the number one headache I consistently solve, no matter who hires me? The best way to uncover this is to really listen to the words your clients use when they complain. That's where the gold is. For example, I was recently talking with a roofer in Texas who was shopping for a CRM. Sure, the software could solve lots of issues, but the main reason he wanted it was simple. He kept losing track of his current projects. That one frustration was the tipping point that made him seek help. Here's a pro tip. Start building a messaging matrix. After you talk with a prospect, jot down a quick summary of what they shared. Or better yet, if you're doing a video conference call, use a note taker to take notes for you. Then drop the notes into ChatGPT and have it generate a summary. Over time, you can ask the chat to build a messaging matrix for you. So create it as a project, and every time you get an updated summary, you plug it in and tell it to add it to the messaging matrix. Eventually, you're going to be able to ask the ChatGPT to report back to you what are the most common complaints my prospects are sharing. That way, it can also then help you tailor your messaging very specifically. This practice keeps you problem solution focused in your messaging and ensures that when you talk about what you do, you're speaking directly to the pain points your clients care most about. Step 2, audit your messaging. The way you describe what you do should instantly connect with the pain your audience is feeling and spark curiosity about how you solve it. For example, saying I help business owners streamline operations is okay, but it's very vague. It doesn't make someone lean in and say, tell me more about that. Instead, try something like, I help business owners never miss an opportunity by automating personalized follow-up. Now you've given your audience something specific they can latch onto. They'll immediately think, oh, cool, how do you do that? And that curiosity opens the door for a deeper conversation. Now it's your turn. Rewrite your pitch to highlight specific problems that you eliminate. Think of the one bottleneck or headache your clients talk the most about and frame your messaging around that. Once you get the hang of it, then you can expand to a few other problems. At your next networking meeting, I challenge you to test this out and see how effective it is. Step 3, build your offers around a problem you solve. When you design your offers around solving a clear problem, you do two powerful things. One, you position yourself as the expert in that area. Two, you elevate your brand above price comparisons because you're no longer just selling a service, you're delivering a solution. Here's an example from my own business. That's exactly what we did with the Clockwork Method. We built the offer around a very specific problem. Business owners whose companies grew so fast, they never had time to put in systems. In the Clockwork Method, we understand that these business owners, they honestly, a lot of times they're so overwhelmed, they haven't even sat to think through the nuances of their actual processes. So that's really step one, is to just talk to them, get something down, document it, find the gaps and inefficiencies, and map out a better solution. Then we look at technology. We research for them what technology is best for their industry-specific problems, and we build the system to suit their business. And thirdly, we help them implement it because learning those new habits is often the hardest part. It'd be easy enough to say we're business consultants and leave it at that. But this particular process that we offer as our core offering solves a very unique problem. Okay, let's explore how you can discover the problem that you really solve, even if you think your service is basic. So let's say you're a flooring contractor. At first glance, you might think, I just install floors. It's pretty simple. I don't solve any major problem unless someone has an actual, floor that's coming off the underlayment. But if that were true, why wouldn't your customers just go to Home Depot and hire their installer? The truth is, they're not coming to you for any flooring job. They're coming to you for a very specific set of problems. Number one, they want custom high quality flooring that's tailored to their space, not a cookie cutter option. They want an experienced installer who gets it right the first time. And they want someone who will respect their home, protect their space, and treat it with care, something that they don't trust a chain store crew to do. So the problem you solve is not installing flooring. The problem you solve is helping homeowners elevate their living space with custom flooring installed by trusted experts who treat their home with the same care they do. That's the difference. That's why you're not competing with Home Depot. You're solving a higher level pain point that your clients feel deeply. All right, friends, are you ready for a challenge? I invite you to evaluate your service. Are you selling a thing that you do, or are you solving a specific problem that sets you apart? rewrite your offer so it's crystal clear which problem you eliminate. Step number 4, test and refine your messaging. Once you've built a problem-focused message, the next step is simple. You've got to test it. This isn't something you do once and forget about it. It's an ongoing process. Think of it like tuning an instrument. You share your message, you listen for feedback, and you adjust it until it rings clear. Start by talking with your audience. Share your new statement in conversations, at networking events, even casually on social media. Pay attention to their reactions. If people lean in and ask, "Can you help me with this?" you know you're on the right track. If you get blank stares, it means your message is still too vague or not hitting the right pain point. But here's the good news. You don't have to wait months to get clarity. There are a few hacks that you can use to speed this up. Hack number 1, offer a free or discounted service in exchange for feedback. Run a small campaign where you offer your services for free or at a heavily reduced rate in exchange for the client completing a feedback survey at the end. You're not just testing your delivery, you're testing the words you used to attract them and whether your message connected. Hack number 2, build a simple questionnaire. You don't need anything fancy. You can create a quick form in Google with, 5 basic questions like, what made you reach out to me? What problem were you hoping I could solve? How could you describe what I do in your own words? Things of that nature. Their answers will give you priceless insights into whether your message is clear or if it's creating confusion. Hack number 3, record your conversations. With permission, record your discovery calls or client meetings. Later, use AI tools or even ChatGPT to summarize them and build what we talked about, a messaging matrix. Over time, this reveals the most common complaints and phrases your clients use. If you repeat those phrases back in your messaging, you'll sound like you're reading their mind. The point here is not to chase the perfect statement. It's to refine until your message feels natural, resonates with your audience, and gets them leaning in with curiosity. Because the moment you hear someone say, "Wow, that's exactly what I need," that's when you know you've nailed it. Okay, let's wrap this up. Today we talked about how to niche down the right way by focusing on solving a problem instead of boxing yourself in by narrowing your client type. Here's a quick recap. Number 1, identify the core problem you consistently solve. Number 2, speak to the problem clearly in your messaging so it sparks curiosity. Number 3, build your offers around solving that problem. This elevates you above price comparisons and positions you as the expert. Number 4, test and refine your message. Use real conversations, surveys, and even recordings to polish your wording until it clicks. Remember, the goal here isn't just to find clients. It's to build a message that makes you unforgettable and positions your business for growth across industries. So your challenge this week, take some of these steps and put them into action. Get to that networking event and test it out. I'd be curious to hear how things work out for you. If you're finding value in these podcast episodes, please leave a review or follow me on Facebook or Instagram and feel free to hit me up in the DMs. Now, if you're looking for help with this, maybe you're just banging your head against the wall like, "This makes sense what you're saying, Lindsay, but I just can't figure it out for myself," feel free to reach out for a free consultation and we can talk about this in more detail. Look for the link in the description below. Until next time, bye for now.